Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. Like always, it's me, Brandon, alongside.
Hey guys, it's Jay. The setup is a little bit different this week, but hopefully by next week.
Still we'll hasn't fixed something yet.
Hey, my bad that there were some complications.
Okay, but here's the thing though. How long have you had to fix it?
4 years now.
Yeah, because I spent
make that 3 years, because the first year there was no issues.
Because here's the thing, I spent, 20-30 minutes one day trying to find the issue and figured out how to fix it.
Yeah, leave it to Brandon, everybody. Him putting me on blast right now on the show.
I had to flex on you this morning.
Yeah.
By that, I mean I hatched a Hundo Larvesta.
He didn't hatch. He paid somebody at Niantic.
Oh, I'm not you.
No, he paid Mr. a little
shiny hush. Every week and Hundo every other week.
What are you talking about? It's been like forever since I had a random encounter of those.
I know. I was thinking that as I was saying it. But anyway, for this upcoming Spotlight Owl, it's gonna be Hoppin with times two catch candy, and our raid owl is gonna be Tapu Lele, who will know the move Nature's Madness, and it can be shiny as well. So I don't know about you, Jay, but I didn't do that much of the weather week, but I did launch something from that event.
What was it?
That apparently if you go out into the ocean far enough, there will be no weather in the game.
Huh.
And then if that happens, you can all four forms of cast form will spawn. Because somebody actually went out on the boat, I guess, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say drove, but sailed.
Yeah,
far sailed enough off the coast to where there was no weather and they still had service. So it just showed no weather and all four cast forms were available. I didn't know about that until last week. I didn't do that much of that event. Because I was just like, I want the other forms of cast form, but I don't want to get another regular shiny cast form. I have too many of those.
Yeah, I was hoping for at least like a Hundo or like a very high stat cast form, regardless of its form. But it didn't work out like I wanted to, but it is what it is. We got next year for that.
Yep, but anyway, why don't you take it off with the Verdant Windows event?
Okay, so coming up next, we have the Verdant Wonders event. There will be a $7.99 USD ticket, or your local currency equivalent. This ticket will be available to purchase the special research story that will lead into an encounter with Zarude, starting today, March 21st at 10 a.m. and ending March 25th at 8 p.m. local time. Ticket holders will need to open the game between these days to get the story. Ticket holders will also get more spawns of the following Pokemon: Panpour, Pansage, Panseer, Cutiefly, Red, Blue, or Yellow Flower, Flabébé, Cottonee with a Flower Crown, and Zora, who can be shiny. Some trainers may also encounter the following: White and Orange Flower, Flabébé. Debuting are going to be the following: Cottonee and Whimsicott with a Flower Crown. Our wall encounters for the event are the following: we have Bulbasaur, Oddish, Tangela, Hoppip, Poochyena, Shroomish, Cottonee with the Flower Crown, Cutiefly, who all can be shiny, and you can also encounter a Nuzleaf. If you're lucky, you can also encounter Pansage, Panseer, Panpour, Zora, White, and Orange Fly Flabébé, which all can be shiny. Also, the regular Flabébé spawns are going to vary depending where you're at. So, Red Flower is going to be in Europe, Middle East, and Africa. Blue Flower is going to be in the Asia Pacific. And Yellow is going to be right here in the Americas.
I know I talked about this last episode, but I want to talk about it again because I saw some people talking about it on Twitter this morning.
Yeah.
That it's going to be super hard to tell if For Blood Beast Shiny, because its body is what changes, not the flower or anything else. But it's not
I got a shiny Oddish! And it's weather boosted too!
Alright, send me a screenshot. Send me a screenshot on that, and I'll post it. Since you picked out Wami.
Of all the times, everybody, that I wanted to get a shiny live on the show, I wanted it to be in front of the camera. Well, I would have a camera if I had one connected to my computer, but it's also weather boosted. But let's see the results. It's a 2-star. I'll take it.
I mean, do you have you have at least one shiny artist, because I think you've got one before. But anyway, send me a screenshot and all that, and I'll add it to the episode.
All right,
like I was saying, shiny Flabébé is a really difficult Pokemon to notice shiny if you're not paying attention, because it's like, it's not the flower, it's just like a small section of its body like goes blue. So, you know, you're really gonna have to make sure you see that little twinkle and all that.
Yeah.
And not just be like not paying attention and all that. But anyway, the field research encounters are gonna be Vulpix, Poliwag, Meryl, Slugma, Cottonflower, Crown, Cottony, Pansage, Panseer, Panpour. All of those can be shiny. Actually, I think the event is actually officially underway.
Yeah.
Let me at least look up what the what some of the research tasks are. At least let me let people know what the flower crown is. So if you want to try to get the flower crown, looks like there's going to be two options for the field research tasks. It's only going to be catch 5 Pokemon that can get you Poliwag, Slugma, or the Flower Crown Cottony, or explore 1 kilometer, and that's going to be Vulpix, Meryl, or Flower Crown Cottony. So those are two you're going to want to hunt if you want to get the Flower Crown Cottony. And if you want to get the monkeys, it's catch 15 Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
All right, so also besides that, there's also a ticket for the event. It's going to cost you $7.99 or $80 USD or your local equivalent. It's gonna end. You have to claim it be at least sometime while this event's going on, and then you can take your time to complete it. And at the end, it's gonna get you Azurud. I'm not gonna get it because $8 for that. No, thank you.
Yeah, that's not
it, cheap. That sounded for me in all honesty, because I honestly was thinking about getting it, but that sounded for me the price cost. But anyway. This weekend, we're going to have another raid day. This time, it's going to be Primal Groudon on Saturday, March 23rd, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. your local time. The event bonuses are going to be the following. Primal Groudon appearing more in raids, 5 extra raid passes from spinning gems, increased chance to get a shiny Groudon, and the remote raid limit is increased to 20 from Friday, March 22nd at 5 p.m., to Saturday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. PDT. So whatever PDT is your time, look it up so that way you can figure it out. There's also going to be a ticket for this event that will cost you 5 USD or your local equivalent. The bonuses will be the following, or will take effect from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. your local time. 8 extra raid passes from spinning gems. A curious chance to get XL candies from raids. 50% more XP from raids. And times 2 starters from raid. The next event is going to be the Wonder of Worlds Takeover from 12 a.m. Wednesday, March 27th to Sunday, March 31st at 11:59 your local time. Fun fact, that's going to be Easter for people like Catholics and like everybody that does like... everybody that's not like Eastern Orthodox and all that, that's going to be their Easter. I think Eastern is going to be in May. But fun fact... And it's not in April this year.
Yep.
Because you didn't believe me about that.
Yeah, because I was in denial about it.
Yeah. And there is going to be a special research that you can claim up to the end of the season. And it seems like Giovanni is going to have Shadow Groudon. From March 30th to the 31st, Mewtwo is going to be in the Shadow Raids. And if you're lucky, you can get Shiny Shadow Mewtwo. Jay, Shiny Shadow Mewtwo raid days?
Yeah.
If we can get more people, think hopefully too.
Yeah.
I don't think you and me will be able to take down a Shadow Mewtwo.
Yeah, but hopefully we can round up enough people for the 30th.
Yeah, 30th is going to be the easy day to do it. Let's see. And if you're lucky, you can get Shine... Oh, wait, hold on, I already said that.
Yeah, you already did. Get it together.
And the 12-kilometer eggs are going to have a shake-up. Larvitar, Ponydeo, Volibee, Dino, and Panchan, who all can be shiny, are going to be in the 12-kilometer eggs. And for the first time, it's going to be shiny... you can also get shiny Sandalet. Plus, you can also get Saladet and Varum in the 12-kilometer eggs. I actually don't have a 12-kilometer egg on me. I don't think it changed that much, in all honesty. Let me see if I can find something that has the egg pool currently. Oh, yeah, the here it is. Let's see. So, let's see. Let's see. Trying to find it so fast. So, let's see. Sandile is in it. Ponydeo, Panchan. No, it looks like it's still the same as before. So, yeah. Looks like it's not much change, minus that you can now get Sandile as a shiny in the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
The event bonuses are going to be the following. Team Go Rocket will appear more often in balloons and stops. You can now team away frustration on Shadow Pokemon, which is something I need to do. Because I may have one of the... if I remember looking correctly, I have one of the best new Pokemon, or like a Pokemon that just went up to the top 20 in PvP for Grey League because of the Shadow. I just need to get rid of a frustration.
Mm-hmm.
You can. That's also going to be some new Shadow Pokemon in the game. It's going to be Shadow Pidgey, Delmarca, Gothita, and Solstice, and also. Of course, like with every Team Go Rocket based event, there's going to be a shakeup in the Lilo's shiny Pokemon that you can get from them and all that. So,
not bad.
I know right now one of the shiny shadows everybody's trying to get from the Rocket Lilo's is because Arlo right now has Bagon, which I need to try to get a shiny shadow of that, a good one. Then Tentacle for Sierra and Cliff is Zubat. So if you don't want any of those, you guys have about a week before they switch. Jay, what are the shadow raids when this event happens?
Okay, so the following raid pools are the shadow raids. We have Drowsy, Poliwag, who can be shiny. In addition to those two, we have Barboach and Fungus in the Shadow 1 stars. And in the Shadow 3 stars, we have Himatop, Wobbuffet, and Sneasel, who can be shiny. Field research task encounters will be event-themed Pokemon, mysterious components, charge, and fast teams. Well, let's see what else. Our wild encounters are going to be Murkrow, Sableye, Purloin, Scraggy, Inkay, who all can be shiny. And if you're lucky, you can also encounter Zora, Volibee, and Dino, who all can be shiny. Time research will reward you with event-themed Pokemon encounters. Showcases will be featuring event-themed Pokemon. There's also a pay-time research that will cost 2 USD or your local currency equivalent. It will also include 6 mysterious components, 1 super incubator, 1 rocket radar, an encounter with Ponyard, and it all must be completed and claimed before Sunday, March 31st at 11:59 p.m. local time. Let's see. It looks like there's going to be a new pose in the item store. There's also a special on the web store. For $9.99, you can get 7 Rocket Radars, 7 Premium Battle Passes, 7 Ultra Balls, and 7 Silver Pineapple Berries. And there's an in-game store bundle for 300 Pokecoins. It'll include an incubator, 1 rocket radar, and 1 premium battle pass.
Yep. And, yep, so that's basically it. That's just, this Friday is going to be the official release of the new Pokemon TCG set. Temporal Force, or the English release of it, Temporal Force is going to be released. So, if you guys collect TCG cards, good luck trying to find it. Hopefully, I can get some.
Fingers crossed.
I don't know. I'll mention this because I remember they talked about it in Pokemon Day, so why not mention it right now?
Mm-hmm.
But the Raikou research for Pokemon Sleep is going to happen this upcoming Monday.
Not bad.
Honestly, I need to get back to doing sleep, so that way I can finish that sleep research task and go.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I haven't even used sleep.
I haven't in a while either. Just remember, Jay, you don't have to have the phone open. Just make sure you connect the app
to your
Plus Plus, and then just hit it, double tap it, I think, until you start hearing the Pikachu sing your lullaby. Then you're good.
Oh, I have that turned off.
What?
The Pikachu noises on my Plus.
Oh, you gotta make sure you can still do the lullaby.
Do I have to hear it?
I don't think so. You just have to like double click it, I think, or triple click it, and then it was like glow blue.
It's just a single click for me.
I can't remember what it is. I haven't done it in a while. That's why I'm saying it.
Yeah, but if I see it click and I see it glow blue, I just go to bed.
All right, but anyway, you guys, I gotta finish that research and all that, so that way I can try to get the it was a Pikachu or Snorlax with a nightcap.
Yeah,
whichever one it is, I'll figure it out. But anything else you can think of, Jay?
Yeah, no, not really.
All right, you guys. Well, that's it for today's episode. You guys can find us on Let's Go Pokemon Podcast on Instagram and YouTube. Let's Go Pokemon TikTok on TikTok. And you guys can email us at letsgopokemonpodcast@gmail.com. And good luck shiny hunting this weekend. Good luck shiny hunting this weekend and all that.
All right. We'll see you guys next week, and hopefully back in the studio.
Yep. All right. Later.
See ya.